Ramsey TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, imagine you're living in the first century and you live in the environs of Jerusalem and you begin to hear of a teacher who is heralding the kingdom of God. You go to hear this teacher, but he doesn't seem to have any of the things you were looking for. He's homeless. Problem number one. He's not dressed very well. The leaders of the Jerusalem church hate him. And he only has a few followers. In fact, his closest followers are fishermen and tax collectors. And he hangs out with the lower class. He hangs out with drinkers, prostitutes, sinners. It would be very easy for you to overlook that person, to dismiss that person because he would not meet your personal qualifications for one sent by God. Now, I want you to imagine that you're also in the first century, living in the environs of Jerusalem, and you get a knock on the door one day, and you open the door, and the first thing that greets you is a stench. The stench of fish. And you see a man with a beard, probably has some seaweed in it, and he says to you, "Would you be interested in a vacuum cleaner?" No. He says to you, "I have words of Aeonian life. My teacher," you may have heard of him, Jesus of Nazareth, "has sent me out to herald the coming kingdom." Little do you know, as you look at Peter Barjona, Simon Peter, right-hand man of the Messiah, little do you know that he is in the relative here, offering you Aeonian life. Chances are good you slam the door in his face. Concerning that encounter, our Lord told his disciples, including Peter, before sending them out door to door to herald the kingdom, "If you are received, then go into the home and share with them the truths of the kingdom of God. If you are rejected, if they slam the door in your face, shake the dust from your feet, turn around, and go to the next house, because it will be more tolerable in the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than for the inhabitants of that home." Ooh. Ooh. What I want to tell you today, hello, this is Martin Zender, welcome to MCTV, is that you have been made by God a similar carrier of words of Aeonian life. And while you might not be going door to door, you are talking to people. You are sharing the message that God has given you with other people. And they are in the same position in relation to you as the people in those houses were to Peter. But in fact, we have an even greater message, not of a kingdom coming to earth, but of the peace of God. That God is at peace with the entire world. We have been entrusted by God with that message. And for those to whom we share this, it is their hour of visitation. And now I want to share with you a passage from Luke chapter 19, verse 41. And as he draws near, our Lord, perceiving the city, that is Jerusalem, he laments over it, saying that, quote, verse 42, if you knew, even you, and surely in this day, what is for your peace, yet now it was hid from your eyes. For the days will be arriving on you, and your enemies will be casting up a rampart about you, and will be surrounding you, and will be pressing you everywhere, and will be leveling you and your children, you and your children in you, and they will not be leaving a stone on a stone in you, because you knew not the era of your visitation. Whew. This is heavy, heavy, heavy spiritual truth. The hour of your visitation. How important is that, both for the one heralding the message and for the one hearing it? The hour of your visitation. It is a window of time that God is giving the inhabitants of the earth to receive a message. And he sends the most unlikely messengers. He sends our Lord Jesus Christ, formerly of Nazareth, formerly of Joseph the carpenter, formerly a carpenter himself, born in a stable, placed in a manger, and having no reputation among the elite class of Jerusalem, the intelligentsia of the holy city. And he sends Peter, the fisherman, offering you words of aeonian life. And in this era, as unlikely as this seems, he sends us, you and me, with words of aeonian life. And for those to whom we bring this message, it is their hour of visitation. And it is of great import to them, whether they receive it or not. We are not merely disciples of Christ. We are ambassadors of God. Sounds incredible, which is why I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians 5, starting with verse 18. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ, and is giving us, this is God, giving us the dispensation, that is the dispensing, the giving out of the conciliation. What's the conciliation? That God has made peace with the world through Christ. Oh, and it says as much in verse 19, how that God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses against them, and placing in us the word of the conciliation, the word of it, the saying of it, the announcing of it. For Christ, then, we are ambassadors. For Christ, we are ambassadors as of God entreating through us. Nearly incredible if it were not written down under inspiration of the Holy Spirit by our Apostle Paul. God does not speak in an audible voice today. He doesn't show up in the clouds. He doesn't write in the clouds. He is announcing his message through us. Those who receive it and the accompanying evangel of the death of Christ for sins, his entombment, and his resurrection enter into aeonian life, proving that they were designated beforehand for the place of a son. Those who refuse it, let's see. Going back to Luke now, Jesus lamenting over Jerusalem, if you knew, even you, and surely in this day what is for your peace, ours is a message of peace. Those to whom we come, they don't know what makes for peace. Those who reject us, which is most of them, not everybody. Thank God we have encouragement. Peter was received by some people, rejected by many others. Yet now it was hid from your eyes. That's the absolute truth. And yet it still must be presented. For the days will be arriving on you. And I know our Lord is speaking now of the days of Rome under Titus in 70 AD, coming to destroy Jerusalem, not leaving one stone upon another one in the temple. But I'm applying this to today. And the sacking of Jerusalem in 70 AD is now the coming tribulation. Jesus says the days will be arriving on you. Your enemies will be casting up a rampart about you. In that day, it was Rome, the armies of Titus. In this day, it is the birth pangs of the kingdom, which is the 7 years of the tribulation. And they will be surrounding you and will be pressing you everywhere. Those who reject our message will be pressed in the near future everywhere because of the tribulation, because of the judgment of God coming upon the earth to finally teach the world righteousness through the pressing, through the trials of the day of indignation. And they will be leveling you and your children in you. And they will not be leaving a stone on a stone in you because you knew not the era of your visitation. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a big deal for whoever you talk to about the conciliation, the peace made by God through the cross, whoever you talk to, it is their hour of visitation. That's how big it is. That's how important your encounter with other people is. It's their hour of visitation. It's the equivalent of Peter knocking on a door with the message given to him by our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a message from God. God is entreating through us to those we are speaking to. And they look at us, and what do they see? You're bringing me a message that important? They can hardly believe it because of the way we look. Because we don't have theological degrees. It's like, who do you people think you are? Well, it's not who we think we are. It's who we know we are. You're important, and your heralding is important. And God is using us to be the litmus test in the relative for people to either accept or reject, thus proving in real time whether or not they were designated beforehand for the place of a son. If that doesn't make you feel important and needed and necessary today, that you are an ambassador of God sent to the world to announce the greatest message ever come to the human race, then I don't know what is.